Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this beautiful silsila Madani Qaida, where inshallah ta'ala with effort we will try to learn how to pronounce the Quranic letters, Quranic verses, the Arabic letters and alphabets correctly inshallah ta'ala. Before we proceed, I'm going to share a hadith with you, a blessed hadith that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, make as many good intentions as you can. Make the good intention that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever we learn, we will try to practice and teach others inshallah Azza wa Jal. There are countless of benefits and blessings for reciting Durood-e Paak, salawat and salutations upon the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a summary of a narration that the person who recites durood or salat or salutations upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, today, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to start lesson number 3. If you have a look in your Madani Qaida books or your devices or on screen, lesson number 3 starts on page 4 and it is to do with harakat. What is harakat? We will explain in a minute or two. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, thus far we have completed lesson number 1, which was huruf mufridat, which means how to pronounce the letters individually. Lesson number 2 was about huruf murakkabat, where we started to join 2 letters together, 3 letters together, and we saw how the forms or the shapes of the letters changed when they were joined with letters from before and after it. This we must keep in mind, the changing of the forms or shapes of the letters, but the pronunciations will remain the same. Don't forget to revise whatever lessons we do. Take it as a homework. With good intentions, sit with your families and repeat whatever lesson was taught for the day. This will help us inshallah Azza wa Jal. Nevertheless, today regarding harakat, harakat is plural of harakah. And this refers to zabar, zair, pesh. As you can see in your Madani Qaida books or your devices, or on screen as well. Now, zabr, zair, pesh, these are the terms we use for these symbols. Harakat are the symbols or the signs which we find above or below the letters. We will, however, use the Arabic form or the Arabic terms for these signs and symbols. So, zabr, which is found above the letter, we will call fatha. In Arabic, we say fatha. Zair, which is found below the letter, in Arabic is called kasrah. Kasrah. And pesh, which is also found above the letter, in Arabic we will say dhamma. So fatha, kasrah, dhamma. These are the harakat. These are the signs and the symbols that you find above or below a letter. And depending on what sign or symbol, what harakah is there, that will be the pronunciation of that particular letter. Now, the letter which has a haraka, whether it's a fatha, a dhamma, or a kasra, is called mutaharrik. The letter which has a haraka is called mutaharrik. Now, when we are pronouncing the zabr or the fatha, when we are pronouncing the fatha, we will open our mouths and raise our voices a little bit. When pronouncing the zair or the kasra, we will drop the sound of our voices. And when we are pronouncing the pesh or the dhamma, we will round the lips. Keep in mind that we must pronounce the harakat in the Arabic accent and not in the accent of any other language. If a haraka has a jazm, a sakin, and a jazm or sakin is present on an alif, we all know alif is first letter of the Arabic alphabet. So an alif, if it has a jazm, then pronounce it as a hamza. Alright? So if the alif has a haraka or a jazm, you will pronounce it as a hamza. And this is the basic difference between an alif and a hamza. An alif is on its own without any harakat, without any fatha or dhamma or kasra. Right? And when an alif, when we add a fatha or dhamma or kasra, it is now called a hamza. Also very important, if the letter ra has a fatha or a dhamma, it will be pronounced with a fuller sound, a thicker sound. Instead of, example, ra, we will say ra, ru. Ra, ru. Can you hear the difference between ra and ra? Ra has a fuller and thicker sound. So the ra, when it has a fatha or a dhamma, you will have a thicker sound, a fuller sound. And if the ra has a kasra, then it will be pronounced with a flatter and a thinner sound. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, today's lesson is about the harakat. And to give you an example, if you look at the first line, the first letter on page 5 of your Madani Qaidas, or you can follow on screen as well, we have an alif with a fatha. Remember, we are substituting the terms zabr for fatha, zair for kasra, and pesh for dhamma. These are the Arabic terms, inshallah ta'ala. So do follow, inshallah azawajal, with tawajjuh and with concentration. With effort comes good results, inshallah ta'ala. And with good intentions, there is sawab. So always you must make good intentions for the pleasure of Allah azawajal. Put effort. Whatever lessons are learned, go over it. Take it as homework. Repeat it amongst your family members. This will help us, inshallah ta'ala. Let us begin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hamza, fatha, a. So when I'm reciting these letters, these mutaharrik letters, the letters with the harakat, please do recite after me. And let us try not to jerk the sound. We must not say a. There must not be a jerking sound for any of these letters. If the jerking sound is made, then we are not pronouncing that letter properly. We are not pronouncing that letter with its symbol, with its haraka, in the correct manner. And remember, if we learn incorrectly, then to correct it at a later stage is very difficult. Not impossible, but difficult. So let us learn at the very beginning the correct ways of pronouncing these letters, inshallah ta'ala. Hamza, fatha, a. Hamza, kasra, e. Hamza, dhamma, u. A, e, u. A, e, u. Again, don't jerk. Don't say a, e, u. this will be incorrect. In a very calm and normal manner, a, e, u, ba, fatha, ba, ba, kasra, b, ba, dhamma, bu, ba, b, bu. Remember the makhraj of ba. The makhraj you will find on the inner page of the front cover. Makhraj refers to the place or the region where the sound comes from for each letter. Each letter has its own makhraj. Some have the same makhraj like dal, ta, and dha. Ba comes from the lips, the wet part of the lips. So we are pronouncing, make sure that we are pronouncing from the makhraj, from the its origin. Otherwise we will be pronouncing incorrectly. Ta, fatha, ta. Ta, kasra, ti. Ta, dhamma, tu. Ta, ti, tu. Ta, fatha, sa. Alright, now, sa. Sa, as I mentioned a minute ago, sa, zal, and dha have the same makhraj. So be careful, we're not saying sa. If we say sa, can you hear the difference? Sa and sa. Sa will be referring to the sin, which has a harder sound. This has more of a gentle sound. So be careful in qareeb al-sawt, which means certain letters sound the same, but they are different. Sa, fatha, sa. Sa, kasra, si. Sa, dhamma, su. Sa, si, su. Jim, fatha, ja. Jim, kasra, ji. Jim, dhamma, ju. Ja, ji, ju. Alright, when we're pronouncing jim, especially with its harakah, do not stretch the sound of the jim. We should not say ja, ji, ju. In a very normal and calm manner, ja, ji, ju. Ha, fatha, ha. Now, do you remember the makhraj of ha? Ha emanates or comes out from the center of the throat, from the middle of the throat. Keep this in mind. Ha, fatha, ha. Ha, kasra, hi. Ha, dhamma, hu. Ha, hi, hu. Kha, fatha, kha. Kha, kasra, khi. Kha, dhamma, khu. Kha, khi, khu. Now this letter has a little bit of a scraping sound and a fuller sound or a thicker sound. We should not say kha, we should say kha. Right? Kha, khi, khu. Dal, fatha, da. Dal, kasra, di. Dal, dhamma, du. Da, di, du. Dal, fatha, za. Dal, kasra, zi. Dal, dhamma, du. Za, zi, du. Ra, fatha, ra. Ra, kasra, ri. Ra, dhamma, ru. Ra, ri, ru. For this letter ra, we must not prolong or stretch the sound of this letter. We must not say ra, ri, ru. Can you hear the difference? between ra, ri, ru, and ra, ri, ru. Stitching the sound ra, ri, ru is incorrect. In the normal manner, in the calm manner, we should pronounce inshallah azza wa jal. Ra, ri, ru. Za, fatha, za. Za, kasra, zi. Za, dhamma, zu. Za, zi, zu. Sin, fatha, sa. Sin, kasra, si. Sin, dhamma, su. Sa, si, su. Sin has a harder sound. In the second line, we had pronounced sa. Sa, si, su. Okay, can you hear the difference? Sa and sa. Sa has a harder sound because the makhraj is different. Sa, si, su. Okay, let us turn to page 6. Sheen, fatha, sha. Sheen, kasra, shi. Sheen, dhamma, shu. Sha, shi, shu. This letter, we should not prolong or stitch the sound as well. We must not say sha, shi, shu. This is incorrect. In the normal manner, in the ma'roof, the common manner. Sha, shi, shu. Sad, fatha, sa. Sad. Kasra, si. Sad, dhamma, su. Sa, si, su. This little effort is needed to pronounce this correctly. Right? Always go back to the makhraj. Always keep the makhraj in mind. That is the origin of where the sound of this letter comes from. Right? Sa, si, su. Bod, fatha, ba. Bod, kasra, bi. Bod, dhamma, bu. Ba, bi, bu. Ta, fatha, ta. Ta, kasra, ti. Ta, dhamma, tu. Pa, pi, pu. Pa, pi, tu. Now this letter may sound similar to the ta. The ta has a flatter and a thinner sound. And this letter has a thicker sound, a fuller sound. Ta and pa. Ti and pi. Tu and pu. So keep this, these differences in mind. Dha, fatha, dha. Dha, kasra, dhi. Dha, dhamma, dhu. Dha, dhi, dhu. Dha, dhi, dhu. Ayn, fatha, a. Ayn, kasra, ri. Ayn, dhamma, ru. A-ri, ru. Do not pronounce this with the flat sound as a-i-u. If we do this, we will be mixing it with the hamza. If we turn to the previous page, the very first letter, a-i-u. So there's a difference here. So this letter is ayn. Its makhraj comes from the center of the throat, as the ha. A-ri-ru. Ghain, fatha, gha. Ghain, kasra, ghi. Ghain, dhamma, ghu. Gha, ghi, ghu. This letter ghain. You must not say ghain, nor gain. Because the gaf is not found in the Arabic language. So be careful that we are not pronouncing as gain or rain, but with the fuller sound ghain, right? Ra, ri, ru. Fa, fatha, fa. Fa, kasra, fi. Fa, dhamma, fu. Fa, fi, fu. Here as well, for this letter, we must not stretch the sound of kaffa. If we do so, it will be incorrect. For example, we must not say fa, fi, fu. This is wrong. In the ma'roof manner, in the normal manner, and very calmly, fa, fi, fu. Qaf, fatha, qa. Qaf, kasra, qi. Qaf, dhamma, qu. Qa, qi, qu. This letter is pronounced with a thicker sound, a fuller sound. Do not say ka. If you say ka, then we will be mixing it with the next letter, which is the kaf. And the next letter, the kaf, has a flatter and a thinner sound, a more gentle sound. Qa, qi, qu. Qa, qi, qu. Kaf, fatha, ka. Kaf, kasra, ki. Kaf, dhamma, ku. Ka, ki, ku. So you can see the difference. Can you hear the difference? Qa and ka, qi and ki, ku and ku. So one has a harder sound, a thicker sound, one has a flatter sound and a thinner sound. Lam, fatha, la. Lam, kasra, li. Lam, dhamma, lu. La, li, lu. Keep in mind that for each and every letter, don't stretch and prolong the sound of that letter. Here as well, we must not say la, li, lu. This will be incorrect. In the normal manner and in a very comfortable and in the common manner, we should pronounce la, li, lu. Meem, fatha, ma. Meem, kasra, mi. Meem, dhamma, mu. Ma, mi, mu. Do you remember where the makhraj of this letter comes from? That's correct. From the dry part of the lips. So be careful when you're pronouncing. Keep this, the makhraj of each letter in mind, inshallah azawajal. This will also help us to learn the correct pronunciations of each letter, inshallah azawajal. Ma, mi, mu. Noon, fatha, na. Noon, kasra, ni. Noon, dhamma, nu. Na, ni, nu. Waw, fatha, wa. Waw, kasra, wi. Waw, dhamma, wu. Wa, wi, wu. Ha, fatha, ha. Ha, kasra, hi. Ha, dhamma, hu. Ha, hi, hu. But another thing is, we should not add an alif to these letters. Alright? What do I mean? I'll give an example here. Ha, fatha, ha. We should not say ha, ha, he, hu. We should not add an alif in the sound to ha, fatha. Nor should we add a ya to the sound of ha, kasra. And nor should we add a sound, and nor should we add a waw to ha, dhamma. We must not say ha, he, hu, but in the normal manner, ha, he, hu. Hamza, fatha, a. Hamza, kasra, e. Hamza, dhamma, u. A, e, u. Even here as well, we must not jerk. Do not jerk and say a. This will be wrong. A, I, U. Don't pull, neither should we pull and say A, I, U. So jerking and pulling, these are both extremes and incorrect. The normal manner is a very gentle and normal and common manner. A, I, U. Ya, fatha, ya. Ya kasra yi. Ya dhamma yu. Ya yi yu. Ya yi yu. Here as well, same explanation, that don't prolong the sound, don't jerk the sound, don't say ya yi yu. Nor should we say ya yi yu. And nor should we say ya, yi, yu, but in the ma'roof and the normal manner, we must pronounce inshallah azza wa jal. Ya, yi, yu. Ya, yi, yu. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, thus far, we are completing the foundation phase of our Madani qaida on correctly pronouncing the letters individually and by joining the letters, by adding harakat and symbols and signs to these letters. So, in the beginning especially, extra effort is needed so that later on, at a later stage, when we are reciting the Quran, in Salah or out of Salah, it becomes easier for us and we recite correctly, and so that we don't make mistakes in the recitation of the Quran. And mistakes in the Quran, in the pronunciation, can lead to a lot of bad things, a lot of bad meanings as well. May Allah protect us against that. I do hope that you have also enrolled in a Madrasatul Madina Balighan or Balighat, which is for grown-ups near you. If you don't have access to one, then Madrasatul Madina online is available for your convenience as well. And Dawud Salami is there for us. It's there for you. That if a person wants to do Islah and reform themselves as we are doing, that we are correcting and rectifying and we are learning the correct pronunciations of the Arabic letters so that we can read the Quran properly. If we want to reform our lives as well, rectify our lives, Dawud Islami is there for this purpose. In fact, this is contained in the Madani Maqsad, in the Madani mission statement of Dawud Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. So attach yourself to this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami, which is working globally in most countries of the world, and many Madani activities are available for us to help reform ourselves and our families and our societies, inshallah azza wa jal. Do join us next time on Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.